Demai, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel, Halokech Min HaNachtam, Maiser Min HaChama Al HaTzoinenes. So if a person buys from a baker, where the chshash is that the baker got grain from different places and different people, and maybe he got one from somebody that's choshed on Maisers and one from somebody that's not, and you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers from one place where Maisers is Chayiv onto another place that it's Pater, and vice versa. In other words, the person has something that's Tevel, the whole thing has to be Tevel, and then he can take off Truma, Maiser, whatever. But if there's a part of it that's already has been taken off, and you try to take Tumas and Meisers on what has already been taken off onto something that it is Tevel, that you can't do, and vice versa as well. So Meiser Minachama ala Tzainenes. So you just take off Meiser from the hot, warm bread onto Tzainenes. Now there's also a din, Lechatchila, one shouldn't be term from Ra ala Yafa. You shouldn't take off Tshuma from bad food, that it should matter good food. But Rabbi Eli says in Kedushin that B'dievet it works, and on Demai, since Rabbi Eli holds that B'dievet it works, there are matter even Lechatchila on Demai when there's a Suffolk, because of the road. So cold to hot, it's not the first thing when one learns this, one just thinks like, why is that Ra and Yafa? You know, cold seems hot, just seems to be a very temporary nature. It doesn't mean that it's a better piece of bread. So the way the Mishnah Rishayin explains here is that the cold bread and the hot bread is not only a fact that one's hot and one's cold, but also the cold is more stale. It's older bread. It's older bread as well. He's implying that it's bread that one would think comes from yesterday. And the warm bread, the hot bread, is from today. Afilu mitfusin harbe. So the Mishnah said that you can even do this even if there's a lot of forms and shapes to the breads. In other words, there's more of a chshash that the baker got it from two different suppliers. Now one would ask, what does the shape of the bread have to do with what type of wheat? So the answer is that one would think that the Nachtom, depending on his source of wheat, one type of wheat came from some guy, from one of the guys, so maybe he would put it in a specific oven and create a specific shape for that bread. The answer is that really, Rabbi Meir holds that a Nachtom, this is Rabbi Meir's Shita, always gets from one guy. He always has one supplier, these bakers. So even if you have two different tfusim, and even if one is hot and one is cold, and even if it was given, actually proven that it was given yesterday, that part of the wheat was given to him yesterday, and part of it today, we don't know where he got it from. But yesterday we know that he got one wheat, and today he has something hot. So we know it was given two separate days, and we also know that there are two different shapes. Still, Rabbi Meir holds that he always gets it from one person. So according to Rabbi Meir, the only time we're going to know it's usser, the only time it's usser is if you know specifically he got it from two different people, because then there's a chshash. Rabbi Yehuda oyser, Rabbi Yehuda assers it. He disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda specifically assering when you know one was from today and one was from yesterday. When they're two separate days, that's the main point, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which would tell us to be machmer. Because anytime you know it's coming from two separate days, there's a real chshash, it's from two different people. However, if it was from the same day, even if it was many different tfusim, different shapes, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Meir, according to the Rav. Rabbi Shimon oyser b'tshumas meiser, umater b'chala. So Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, he was machmer by tshumas meiser. And the Mishnah Shana gives a reason why Rabbi Shimon chaps onto tshumas meiser, and it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda and Meir also agree that it's dafka tshumas meiser here by Demai. But not Meiser Sheni, Meiser Aniyev, as we've discussed in the past. But I don't have time right now to go into it. And Rabbi Shimon also, it says, Umater b'chala, that he was mater on chala. So we did not have to take off chala on what we got from the Nachtom. The Rav says that the Nachtom already had a chiv chala when it was by him. Because he's the one, the Nachtom is the one that turns it into dough. So even if you knew with certainty that it came from two different people, it would also be mutter. Meaning mutter to buy from the Nachtom, because even if the Nachtom for sure got it from two separate people, and the Nachtomim would take off Chala anyway. And the Rav says that by Chala, nobody disagrees, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir also agree, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's mutter on Chala, because we're not Choshesh, and we assume that the Nachtom took it. But he says the Halach is like Rabbi Shimon, which sounds like, even the Gabi, the Trumas Meiser part, the Rav is paskining like Rabbi Shimon, and we're going to see in the next Mishnah that this becomes problematic.